The Moving Iron Podcast is brought to you by these great sponsors. Are you looking to value your equipment more accurately, target the right buyers and close more deals, reach your ideal customer? Then look no further. Fusible isn't just about ag data, it's about action. Our best-in-class solution empowers you to value your equipment accurately, make informed decisions, and find the perfect prospects. Ignite your dealership's growth at fusible.com/movingiron-podcast. Out in the field, every decision counts. You wouldn't plant without testing your soil, so why would you prospect blind? Introducing EDA, your one-stop shop for ag equipment intel. EDA goes beyond specs and prices. You get deep dive data on every piece of equipment, like UCC filings that help track ownership changes and uncover potential sales leads, D&B firmographics, which help you understand the financial health and buying power of potential customers, market trends that help you stay ahead of the curve, and insights on equipment demands and pricings. With EDA, you're not just looking at data, you're seeing opportunity. You find the right buyer, sell smarter, and build lasting relationships. Visit edadata.com for your free demo and unlock the power of knowledge. For over 80 years, Iron Solutions has been your go-to data source for ag dealers, lenders, and manufacturers. Get powerful appraisal and value forecasting tools that fuel profitable decisions anytime, anywhere. Get your free demo at ironsolutions.com. Iron Solutions, confidence in every click. Today, there are many ways to finance ag equipment, but nobody delivers simple, fast, or flexible financing like AgDirect. Learn more about your options to buy, lease, and refinance equipment at agdirect.com. Valley Transportation has been hauling ag and construction equipment across the country for the past 33 years. Call Parker at 800-657-4910 for all your trucking needs. At Valley Transportation, our goal is to help you reach yours.
When you partner with Axon, you immediately gain access to a full range of products and solutions designed to meet the complex needs of today's grower. We carry all major brands and sizes of tires and wheels. We specialize in large diameter wheels for large equipment. We have one of the largest OEM replacement wheel inventories in North America. Known for extreme flotation setups, duals, and triples, we have wheels for all makes and models of tractors, sprayers, combines, and grain carts. If we don't have the wheel in stock, we'll custom build, sandblast, and paint in-house. There isn't a more vast inventory in North America dedicated to helping dealers move more iron. With facilities on the West Coast and in the heart of the Midwest, leverage our 230,000 square feet of indoor inventory to solve any problem a grower may have. Move more iron with Axon.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. You'll find us here, Moving Iron.
Hello and welcome to Moving Iron Podcast. I got the folks back again here from Axon Tire, and we're going to discuss a little bit of a footprint study that they did on some Alliance VF750-60R46s with Iowa State University, and talk about how that's impacting stuff there. But before we get too far down that road, there's some new faces on here that haven't been on here before, so let's just do a round the horn real quick, and we'll get everybody introduced here. So, John, you've been on before, but go ahead and introduce yourself again and what you do with Axon.
Yeah, Casey, good to be back. My name's John Elder, and I'm the Director of Sales for Axon Tire and Wheel.
Right on. And you got Roy Diener. He's been on here several times, and I don't know if you need an introduction, Roy, but just in case, throw one out there real quick.
Thanks, Casey. Yeah, now Roy Diener here. I'm the inside sales manager for the Axon Tire and Wheel side. So
right on. Okay, right on. Joe, go. Joe Barardi, give your tell who you are and what you do with Axon.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Appreciate you having me on here, Casey. Good to chat. Joe Barardi, VP of Sales for the parent company CFI Solutions, and excited to be here and chat with you all today.
Right on, Joe. We're glad to have you. And Lance Burrows, talk a little bit about what you do and what your role is with CFI and Axon.
So I'm the sales engineer at CFI and Axon, mostly working on custom wheels and customer requests, also working on footprints and those tests.
Okay, right on. So talk, just while we're on that topic a little bit, talk a little bit about, from the engineering perspective, what your role is with the customer and how you are interacting with them.
A lot of times I'm working with the inside sales or outside sales teams. Mm-hmm. They'll be working directly with the dealers and customers, come up with new requests or looking for certain row spacing, things like that. And then I'll bring it back in from the wheel side and see if we can get there.
Right on. Makes sense. Okay. So Roy and John, let's talk a little bit about from the first quarter of the year so far, what you're seeing, what you're feeling. What are the customers kind of telling you guys right now? It seems like there's some cautiously optimistic outlooks here for 2024. I guess, John, start with you first. What are you feeling and what are you seeing out there right now?
Yeah, first of all, it's been for us, it's been an interesting first quarter because this is the first quarter for the combined Axon tire and wheel team. And so
yeah,
you know, we had to take two completely independent sales teams and try to morph them into one team that works together. And so to be honest with you, July or January was a little bit of a struggle for that and just trying to get our feet under us. February, really, we started, I think, gaining some momentum and kind of tried to keep that through March. I think you're right. There's a lot of, you know, cautious optimism. You know, there's still a lot of quoting activity. There's people talking about buying. There's the market is moving, but it's, you know, people just aren't maybe pulling the trigger quite as quickly as what they have in the past. So they're still checking things out, and we're still, you know, able to help and support and do that. But I think so far this year, what it feels like to me is that people are buying what they need and not buying everything that they want.
I would echo that statement very, very loudly. It seems like the taking care of the absolute needs first, and if there's still something there, they're going to take a look at what they want and some upgrades, some kind of things down the road. I think there's going to be the second half of the year might be the tell of tape too as to what that might look like as that continued. You know, I know I need some of the stuff, but I'm hearing I'm going to wait till later in the year to start making those decisions. So we'll see what comes out of that. Right on.
Yeah, and I think right now the other thing, Casey, is with the sprayer EOPs that are that are, you know, the John Deere one just kicked off. I think Case kicks off next month, and so I think after we, you know, the dealers have a chance to get through some of that, they'll have a better idea at least on where they feel they're going to end up anyway.
Yep, for sure. And I think once guys get stuff planted and they start seeing stuff emerge and looking at some crop pricing and those kind of things, they typically tend to swing one way or the other based upon that. So it'll be an interesting spring for sure. Roy, what are you seeing out there, man?
Yeah, second what John's saying, you know, it's people are buying what they need, not really what they want. And then just there's pockets. It's having to fight a little harder to find, you know, tires and wheel solutions that are needed out there. But we're getting there. It's a bit of a bumpy road, as you may know, when you join two companies, just trying to learn all the different things about each other and systems and different things like that. So yeah, I would say it's going good and definitely feel like we're part of a team now, and it's looking forward to the future.
Well, good deal. I think that's the hard part there is getting those first couple of months under your belt and moving forward from there. Always a struggle sometimes, but also there's a good benefit at the end. So Joe, as you take a look at what's going on from the entire global perspective of what's going on around you, what do you see happening in your neck to watch?
Yeah, it's interesting right now. Interest rates have definitely had an impact. People zip the vest up a little tighter and just repair rather than replace, that sort of thing. But we've seen a bit of a boost in kind of the replacement market from that standpoint. So that's where it's kind of good to go through a down cycle to have multiple aspects of the business, you know, replacement and the new. So that's definitely been good. Helped recession proof you a little bit. But I would say overall, I think the farmers are starting to say, hey, look it, I need to fix it.
Yep.
I haven't sold the machine, so I just need to fix it. And so we're starting to kind of come maybe loosen up a little bit. I don't know what your feedback is on equipment sales overall in the election year. it kind of seems to go one way or the other a little bit, but yeah, it's a little bit what we're seeing.
Yeah, I think it's an election year, so there's already uncertainty anyway. Then you throw an election year on top of that, even makes things even more uncertain. What's next year going to look like and those kind of things. So I think as you look at what's going on, and I'm seeing in the equipment marketplace, is that there still seems to be equipment moving. You're starting to see the normalizing from the bubble popping. You know, you're starting to see some normalization there. We're still going to see some slides in various marketplaces and those kind of things going through 24 into 25, in my opinion. But as you watch how things kind of come together and they play out and those kind of things, I want people to understand my opinion on this is that I don't think we have a marketplace that is bad because of the economy that's bad. We have a marketplace that's coming out of an inflated economy that had some exterior factors working against it, that we are now just getting back to what a quote new normal is going to be. And it's going to take a little while. It's going to take some pain. All these bubbles, when they pop, have this kind of a reaction, but we just need to work our way through them. And then we see what comes out on the other side. I'm pretty confident that crop prices are going to move in a positive direction for us here this year. So I think that's going to have a good draw for us. So overall, I'm like everybody else. I'm cautiously optimistic about 2024 as we look into what's going on there. So I think there's going to be some positive things that come from it, for sure.
That's good. I agree. And I'd say one thing that we've really seen a lot of in the last, say, 6-8 months is that, in general, just the used equipment's kind of – the market's fallen. And, mm-hmm. I mean, we're seeing it in our trades as well. Like, what we would have given for something a year ago versus what we can give for now in order to be able to resell it and make anything on it, you know? It's changed. You know, just from the used tire aspect. So that's been a unique thing to try to overcome. But I would say we're in a good position with, you know, good inventory levels and good used auctions and whatnot. So, no, I would say we're positive too, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, supply is caught up with demand. So we're working our way back through that whole thing there. So, well, good stuff, guys. It looks like you're in the same camp that I'm in, and we'll just have to wait and see, right? So we're going to. What's going to happen here? All right, Lance, let's talk a little bit about the study that you put together with Iowa State. And first off, why'd you do it? And then what's the importance of the study that you did?
Reason we did that, this 750, 6046, that's a new tire size in the industry. And we've done testing before where you kind of drive a sprayer and kind of spray, get a footprint, mm-hmm. and kind of look at it. We want to get more accurate this time. So we took it over to Iowa State. They did the testing for us. On this one, they had a John Deere 612 sprayer, fully loaded. So that was full fuel tank, full solution tank, full rinse tank. And then they had their artificial soil test bed that they had the machine raised up, and then they lowered it down in the soil test bed, lifted it back up, got all the measurements, 3D scanned it so they could analyze it later. I feel it's the most accurate representation of what that tire is actually going to do in the field.
Okay. So when you were the test results, what you expected, were they better than expected? What would you come up with as you went through the test?
To start with, I wasn't sure exactly how it was going to compare. What they found at the field speed pressure at 12 PSI, we had 5% more footprint compared to an 855-46 tire.
Really? And then 5% more than that?
5% more.
Wow. Okay.
And then at road speed, 17 PSI going down the road, it's a similar footprint.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is you had the footprint of a 800 metric tire.
More than 5% more. More than.
Yeah. That's quite impressive that you can do that with a smaller tire. So as you look at that, as you talk to your customers about that, is there anything, I mean, where would you put that at in a conversation with your customer? Like, guys working on two different machines, looking at two different things. I mean, obviously on a floater tire or something like that, you know, you see these sprayers now going down the road and they're so much more wider because they've got an 800 tire on it. Not that the 750 is that much more narrow than an 800, it's slightly more narrow than an 800, but it's more narrow regardless, right? So Now you start looking at that. Talk a little bit about speed to weight ratios and those kind of things and how this tire is going to benefit somebody that does a lot of roading with their sprayers, which is everybody for the most part.
As far as I know, it's similar as far as that. Be happy for the others to kind of chime in on their thoughts on that.
I guess a lot of the things that we really wanted to talk about, Casey, is that a lot of people look at the tire size and they see the first number, 750 or 800, and they automatically go, I want to go 800 because it's going to be a bigger footprint, less compaction.
Right.
And that's what it's all about with these sprayer flows, right? Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to show is that it's not just about the number. It's also about the design of the tire. And CFI has been working very closely with Alliance on designing these tires. And, you know, there's all kinds of little tech specs that we can throw out, like the design of the sidewall, the design of where the tread meets the sidewall, the fact that it elongates more than it widens, right? And that's where we get that bigger footprint. And the reason, as Lance said, you know, previously when you measured footprint on a tire, you did that, you know, we used to dry plate, right? Where you just drove mm-hmm. across it, parked it on a plate, and it said, this is the contact area. Well, what this allows us to do is to get much more what it's going to happen in the field. So Lance kind of brushed over it because to him it's not really cool anymore because he's been around it with ISU, but the 3D scanning, mm-hmm. I think it's when as part of this testing they did a 3D scan of that imprint, that really gives you a true accurate measurement of what this tire's doing in the field as it's going across the field fully loaded. So to me, you know, anytime you can have a bigger footprint and a smaller width and a narrower width tire, albeit not much, that gives you just that much more room, right? It makes it that much easier to put it on the road. It makes it that much easier to stay in the right tracks in the fields. It puts that much, you know, less strain on the operator. It's going to be a smoother riding tire than a lot of the other tires out there, which is, again, in today's day and age, I don't know about, you know, other people, but it's hard to find, you know, lots of good help. And, you know, nobody's going to want to sit in the sprayer and, you know, get beat up going down the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's hard enough to find just help in general, and then it's even harder to find good help. So, and you're going across that. I think you hit a good point there, John, that I think is worth mentioning, and that's why talking with professionals like you guys that are in this tire business in every day in and day out, I would have never thought about if I'm looking for, and I went and was selling equipment, and I wanted a big sprayer like the 612R, like you're talking about. Fully loaded down, which I don't even remember how much it weighed anymore, but it's a lot. I would have immediately went with the 800 as a float tire, right? It would be my first idea. And then even if you came to me and said, hey, the 750 is a better option for you, I'm like, you're out of your mind, John. There's no way that a 750 is going to have the same footprint as a 800, much less 5% more, right? And I think that's the real kind of meat and potatoes here of why it's so important to understand what you're working with, who you're working with, and why you're working with them. Because there you go, the study that you put together is going to be something that is not going to be easily, you know, it's fact, right? Because you've put it through all the paces, so it's not just you saying like, oh, well, we think it's 5%. Like, you know, it's 5%. That's the thing about that. That's different.
Yeah, and we had an independent party in Iowa State University do the testing. Right, we worked with them, but they're the ones that are backing it, saying that these are the numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Axon saying it or, you know, the tire manufacturer. It's a complete and total third party who has no vested interest in what the results of the testing are.
Right. Yep. Yeah, they don't care. They don't care one way or the other. They're just there to play with their synthetic soil and see if make it work, right? And that's what they're trying to do at the end.
Synthetic soil and 3D scanners.
That's right. That's what they get. That's what they get graded on. So yeah, it all works out well for them. Roy, from an inside, you're talking about guys that are coming to you from an inside sales perspective. How are you working with them, and how is this tire going to fit into what you're talking to guys about?
Yeah, you know, a lot of what John said, you know, we're pushing out to the different guys that are asking for this tire. We've, like you said, it's understanding the tire and understanding what it can do for you. You get kind of caught up in that first number, like John said, and it's also a VF tire, mm-hmm. and as tires go, just like everything else, the technology in tires is ever so increasing. We're getting to know more and more and more as we go, and Alliance is one of those very much forward-thinking companies where they're trying to get ahead of the curve somewhere, somehow. Everybody says, oh, it's just a tire, it's round and black. There's a lot that goes into a tire. One of the things we're finding is Alliance has got a very good stubble resistant compound in the rubber. And that's a big thing, especially nowadays with the no-till, that right. It gives us a peculiar advantage in the field. One of the other things that it came out of that test is how much the sidewall cuts in too, and the sharpness of the tread. You are disturbing the soil somewhat, and during these times we do there's a lot of no-till happening, so there isn't time to kind of go back over that soil mm-hmm. with a disc or a plow and kind of loosen it up again. So you do want to be considering how much you're disturbing the soil or packing it down to make the most out of your yield in the coming year. And that's just, we're having to explain some of that and show that and demonstrate it. But honestly, I encourage each person to get out there and just get a little better understanding of what they got on their equipment. Could actually make the equipment perform better than they anticipated in the first round.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Joe, as you look at something like this and you look at the future of CFI Axon Tire and those, how that works, how much more of this kind of stuff do you see coming down the line, in your opinion? I mean, it seems like every time we have a conversation here, there's some new tire technology that's coming down. So I guess what are your thoughts there, and how do you see that impacting your business?
Well, it's huge, right? We're not getting really more arable land on this earth, right?
Right.
So we got to figure out how to get more out of the what we got. I was just reading an article the other day that said, I can't remember how many thousands of acres turned into urban development, but so it is important, and we are looking, like Roy said, to keep exploring, whether it's VS technology, whether it's air inflation. I mean, I know we're seeing, especially what Fendt's bringing to the market with air inflation, but the other manufacturers as well. But it's becoming more and more important that the farmers pay attention to what they're doing in the field from a tire standpoint. It's one of those things that, sometimes it's hard to catch on. The farmer might say, well, I'm not going to do it till I see my neighbor do it or whatnot. But I think one of the things that is going good in the overall promotion of IF and VF is we're seeing the manufacturers take it up. And when it comes OE, people are a lot more opinion toward trying it again, second go around. And I would say that's one reason why we're so committed to this tire and some of this VF technology, and especially from someone like Alliance, who's in at the OE level on the sprayer tires and those sorts of things. And that long-term relationship of providing the best technology possible to the farm is, that's where we need to get to. That's where we're heading.
Right on. Right on. So Lance, now that you have this technology in front of you and this information in front of you, have you started looking at some engineering, like special type stuff where this tire actually made it possible for you to do something for a customer that you weren't able to do before?
Haven't looked into that too much. We just finished the study not too long ago, so haven't really got into different use cases yet.
Yep. That's coming, though, because the equipment's not getting smaller, and they seem to make them want to go faster.
Go faster with it, too.
That's right. I love that. Let's see how fast we can make 80,000 pounds go. I like that. So it's exciting, exciting times. So it'll be interesting to watch how this thing progresses and grows, and this is some good stuff. John, last thought for you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry, Kate. Well, I was just going to say, one thing we did try to do with this is mm-hmm. There's some big co-ops out there that, they might have 710s on one machine. Mm-hmm. They might have 800s on another. They might have 620s on another. We did try to kind of hit that in the middle and maybe simplify it. So, if they're running all one size, mm-hmm. it gets away from, I don't need two spares anymore, that sort of a thing. We're seeing some opportunity for that application.
For sure. That makes sense, especially on the co-op side where it seems like they're bigger's better. And they're going that way for sure. So,
and it also helps on the replacement side. One thing we found with this mm-hmm. tire is your the ability to replace, whether you wreck the tire or wreck the rim and the tire is still good by chance, you're not having to replace a whole assembly. This is something that you can just purchase the tire or purchase just the wheel without affecting much cost. There's that out there in the marketplace, which seems to add to the complexity and cost the farmer a bit more to keep going during a season in the rush of the season.
Yeah. That's
to bounce off of what Roy was just saying, this 750, it does fit on the 155/46 rims as well.
Okay. Even better. So just keeps getting better, Lance. Every time you have something pop up there, so that's good. John, last thought here. As you look at this system and all the technology you see coming down the pike here, you wouldn't think there'd be all that much technology in tires, but there sure is. You know, there's a lot more stuff there than I learn something every time I do this. So I guess as you're looking at downstream, moving into going through the rest of 24, stuff like this is a big deal. So when you're looking at customers and they're listening to this right now, what would be the one thing you'd tell them about, hey, you know, this is the one thing Axon can bring to the table that maybe somebody else can't?
I think one thing that Axon can bring to the table that other people can't is just the wealth of knowledge and the fact that we work with all the major tire manufacturers in the ag space. And those numbers are getting smaller. I mean, you know, with Yokohama, with owning both Alliance and Trelleborg. And Mutas, I mean, the number of manufacturers is getting smaller. And I think it's just the expertise that Axon has. And when you go back and you look, if you look at the history of CFI, which is the parent company and owner of Axon Tire and Wheel, there's hundreds of years of knowledge. So if our team in the field doesn't know the answer, someone in the organization is going to be able to get an answer. And we'll find it, and we'll provide that solution, and then we'll stand behind that solution. And I think that's something that's unique and different in this is, you know, we're willing to stick our necks out and say, this is how you do it, and then we're going to stand behind that solution. Because for us, it really is about providing that solution. It's selling tires and wheels, but it's really about providing a solution that helps people move more iron.
For sure. And that's the idea behind all that is, you know, having guys like Lance that are out there that are doing the engineering side of the stuff and taking studies like this and taking them back to the people. You really learn a lot from that. And also gives that piece of technology now that can do a lot of different stuff for folks. So hats off to you guys for what you're doing there. So final thoughts before we close things down. Anybody have any final thoughts they want to throw out there before we close the podcast down? So if folks want to reach out to Axon Tire, Roy, what's the best way to do that? Right on. And in the show notes, if you guys want to learn some more about this or inquire more about the study, in the show notes, there'll be a link. I'd say it on air here, but it's about a mile long. So it could take a while. So just check out the show notes. You'll see a link there. I check that link out because it does go to that actual study that's there, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. So looking forward to that. So guys, I appreciate you being on. Look forward to having you on again next month.
So see you. Thanks, Casey.
Right. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot, Casey. Appreciate it.
Thanks
Thank
for
you. Us. I'm Casey Seymour with Moving Iron Podcast. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Moving Iron LLC. Go to LinkedIn at Moving Iron Podcast. Check out the YouTube channel, which is the Moving Iron Podcast YouTube channel, and go to TikTok as well on Moving Iron Podcast. Go to MovingIronLLC.com for everything Moving Iron related, and check out the Moving Iron Summit coming up here in November 4th through the 6th. Most of these guys will probably be there at the Moving Iron Summit here coming up in Nashville, so look forward to that. So with that, I am Casey Seymour with John, Roy, Joe, and Lance. Let's go some iron, folks. Out. The Moving Iron Podcast is brought to you by these great sponsors. Are you looking to value your equipment more accurately, target the right buyers and close more deals, reach your ideal customer? Then look no further. Fusible isn't just about ag data, it's about action. Our best-in-class solution empowers you to value your equipment accurately, make informed decisions, and find the perfect prospects. Ignite your dealership's growth at fusible.com/movingiron-podcast. Out in the field, every decision counts. You wouldn't plant without testing your soil, so why would you prospect blind? Introducing EDA, your one-stop shop for ag equipment intel. EDA goes beyond specs and prices. You get deep dive data on every piece of equipment, like UCC filings that help track ownership changes and uncover potential sales leads. D&B firmographics, which help you understand the financial health and buying power of potential customers. Market trends that help you stay ahead of the curve and insights on equipment demands and pricings. With EDA, you're not just looking at data, you're seeing opportunity. You find the right buyer, sell smarter, and build lasting relationships. Visit edadata.com for your free demo and unlock the power of knowledge. For over 80 years, Iron Solutions has been your go-to data source for ag dealers, lenders, and manufacturers. Get powerful appraisal and value forecasting tools that fuel profitable decisions anytime, anywhere. Get your free demo at ironsolutions.com. Iron Solutions, confidence in every click. Today, there are many ways to finance ag equipment, but nobody delivers simple, fast, or flexible financing like AgDirect. Learn more about your options to buy, lease, and refinance equipment at agdirect.com. Valley Transportation has been hauling ag and construction equipment across the country for the past 33 years. Call Parker at 800-657-4910 for all your trucking needs. At Valley Transportation, our goal is to help you reach yours. This podcast is proudly provided by Axon, helping dealers move more iron for the past 100 years. Find out more at axontire.com. Move more iron with Axon.
Moving iron in the 21st century. Hardworking people working hard for you and me. Moving iron time and time again. Through the years you'll find us here. Move.